Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the NewsHour. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. You know, if you were paying attention to a conversation I had recently with Jeff Stein, the news and program director for News Talk 1540 KXEL, you knew that we were talking about how everything in the media needs to be responsive to consumer demand. What is it out there that's working? And while many individuals say that print is absolutely dead, I don't agree. Because I believe that if your print, whatever it is well backed by digital, as well as has a specific niche that's it's filling in the minds and in the desire of the consumer, you are going to win. And that's what we're talking about today. With me on our newsmaker line is Mike Draper. That name may sound familiar to you because Mr. Draper is the owner of Raygun, and Raygun has multiple stores in multiple states. It's a fascinating story, and we're going to be talking with him in just a moment. He is a fan of something called Little Village Magazine, and the publisher, Genevieve Trainer, is with us on the line as well, and we're going to be talking about their expansion of an Iowa City-based magazine into the greater Des Moines metro. Genevieve, Mike, welcome to the Business News Hour. Sorry for that long introduction, but there's a lot to unpack here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I want to start out, Mike, with you. First of all, I'll give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit about what your interest is in Little Village Magazine, and then we're going to get into what the heck is Little Village Magazine. But before you tell us why you're a fan, give us 60 seconds about what in the world is Raygun.
Well, Raygun has been called the greatest store in the universe by Raygun, which is a real honor. We are a clothing chain, a short clothing chain that does its own screen printing and design, and we're based out of Des Moines. And I have always, obviously, you know, I'm in the business of putting words on things, so I've always been interested in content in general. And when I was in high school, I wrote for City View when it was an alternative weekly owned by BPC. And so from the, you know, news standpoint, I've had, you know, more than just a casual interest in media in general. And I've always loved the idea of, you know, news and journalism. And we've done fundraising for journalism education over the last several years, and seeing Des Moines get a, you know, an arts and culture and news-based alternative, you know, independent monthly magazine has kind of been on my mind for years. And I toyed with the idea of starting one myself. And then I realized I know even less about running a magazine than I do about running a t-shirt shop. And so I was like, maybe just one insanely risky venture at a time. And so I, you know, reached out to Matt and Genevieve, who I've known for, you know, years, essentially. Little Village has been around for 20 years in Iowa City, and we've had stores in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. So we were advertisers familiar with what they did in Iowa City and also for other publications. And, you know, kind of one thing led to another, and the idea of instead of starting something totally new was replaced with a better idea of taking, you know, Little Village, Iowa City, and creating a new version of it for Des Moines.
Before we get too far into Little Village, I'm going to give you the opportunity. You said that you have shops in Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and Iowa City. I've been to the Iowa City. No, I've been to the Cedar Rapids store. We were there for, I spoke at Nuboco at Entrefest last year, and also in the Des Moines shop. But you've got some other locations, correct?
Yeah, we are opening in downtown Cedar Falls in a few months, hopefully. And then outside of Iowa, we have locations in Chicago, Kansas City, and Omaha. So it is a far-flung empire that doesn't get too far away from Interstate 80, I guess.
Yeah, I can hear that. All right, Mike Draper, ladies and gentlemen, one of the fans for Little Village Magazine. We're going to bring in Genevieve Trainer at this point. to tell us what exactly is. I mean, I think we're getting an idea, Genevieve, that this is a kind of an edgy political magazine with some arts and culture woven in it. Tell us about Little Village Magazine, please.
Absolutely. So Little Village, as Mike said, has been around for 20 years now, and we grew up in the alt-weekly tradition. We're a part of the AAN network of alternative news magazines in the country. And although it's an alt-weekly tradition, we only publish monthly, but it's that same sort of ethos of independence and willingness to engage with the community and uplift the community and bring community voices to the fore as we talk about the news and arts and culture of the region.
To have been successful in Iowa City, Iowa, for the past 20 years, you must agree with me then that if your niche is highly defined and you are reaching whatever the consumer wishes to get, that will drive success. Would that be accurate?
I would say so, yes. I think, as you said, print is not dead, far from it. And our advertisers absolutely value our readership very deeply. As is the case with Mike, it's clear our advertisers are our readership. There's a lot of crossover there. And our readers know that they can trust our advertisers, and our advertisers appreciate the permanence of print, the fact that we're creating an artifact that's going to live in somebody's home on their coffee table for a month. And every time they flip through it, they'll see those ads again and again. And they appreciate that our readers know that they share our values and that they can be trusted as partners in the community. If we trust them, our readers trust them.
Genevieve Traynor, ladies and gentlemen, the publisher for Little Village Magazine. Also with us is Mike Draper of Raygun. Mike, I asked you earlier offline if you have a financial interest in Little Village Magazine. You indicated you don't as a underwriter, as a investor, but you have been a regular, apparently, as an advertiser in their magazine. So it must be working?
Yeah, we're not a huge advertiser. We don't do much print advertising outside of extremely local publications. So we've done, you know, Little Village in Iowa City, The Reader in Chicago, and then like small playbills often for like high school productions. And when we talked about bringing Little Village to Iowa City, or from Iowa City to Des Moines, you know, I had made it clear, it's like, I don't want to, you know, run the paper. I don't want editorial. I don't need, you know, ownership in the company. We just wanted to see it happen. And so we just like put down, you know, some guarantees for advertising and assistance just to help give it some runway to get it off the ground. But I think the main thing we can provide is that you realize pretty quickly how intertwined and hard to break into sometimes individual markets can be, especially in Iowa, where it's, you know, I was born six blocks from where I'm standing right now. So geographically, I've not come very far in life. And you just kind of know everybody intrinsically. And it can be difficult even coming from Iowa City to Des Moines to really crack into kind of the inner sanctum of, you know, who knows who. And so my bigger role was just to be able to plug it, you know, directly into people that we've worked with for 15 years to say, you know, these are kind of some of the main people. And I know that they want to see a project like this happen. And so from an advertising standpoint, it's able to move the needle a lot faster if you're able to have meetings with people who already are going to be familiar with the product and want to see something like that in Des Moines. And it's been neat to see. I mean, obviously, if there was, you know, no risk to this, somebody would have already done it. It's obviously a difficult, any new project is going to be difficult, even if you're experienced in it. Sometimes your experience just lets you know how difficult it's going to be. It's not going to necessarily make it easier. You know what the steps are, though. And so it's not so much financial backing. It is just kind of giving that like boots on the ground and helping speed things up a little bit.
Sure. And that does make sense. Raygun is known as kind of an edgy place. The words that you put on T-shirts can sometimes rile some people up. and can make others of us chuckle quite a bit. Is that maybe a definition, Genevieve, of what Little Village Magazine is? Are you a little snarky, maybe? A little edgy? What can we expect?
We reach that point sometimes, and we're not afraid of it. We don't shy away from it. We are very clear-cut in our news coverage, and we value the same news principles that any organization would. But we do have a desire to raise up as many community voices as possible, and we're not afraid to ruffle feathers as we do that.
Would it be fair to say that your goal is to lift up voices, as you just indicated, that may not appear in what we might call mainstream media?
Absolutely. We want to raise as many underrepresented voices as possible. We want to reflect the community. We want to be of the community, not just in the community. We want the community to feel safe coming to us with tips and stories and ideas. And we want to reflect the community back to itself. I know it can feel weird for an Iowa City publication to sort of, you know, be top down landing in Des Moines, and that's not at all what our intent is. We're in the process of hiring staff to have on the ground in Des Moines, and we are fielding wonderful requests from many different freelancers who are interested in joining our freelance network. And we do already have some freelancers in the Des Moines area who we've leaned on for coverage for a while, who are plugged into our arts and culture coverage especially. And it's just really important to us to make sure the community understands that we are there to amplify community voices, and not as a top-down thing at all. It's been a real learning process for me, because I'm not from Iowa myself originally. I'm from New Jersey, so even coming into Iowa City was sort of a learning experience. And it's so important to rely on community members and the people around you to really get the feel of what's important.
One of the nice things, Genevieve, about living in Iowa is that the that the commute is not very difficult, and that that's a real positive. Being a Detroit native myself, I can assure you that I get it when folks have to travel anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to get to work. With us is Mike Draper. He is the founder of Raygun, the greatest store in the universe, as well as Genevieve Trainer, who is the publisher of Little Village Magazine. We've spent some time talking about what the content is like within Little Village. Let's talk about launch times. What, Genevieve, do you hope to see is when individuals throughout Central Iowa can get their first copy of the hard copy of Little Village?
Our goal is for an April launch date for the physical publication. So that would be, we always print on the first Wednesday of the month. So that would be, I believe, April 6th is when that would drop. But we are looking for ways to sort of get the Iowa City edition seated out there so that people can get a sense of what to expect and what they'll be looking forward to. And we will have online stories going up prior to that. As I said, we're working on our first couple of hires out there, and we are working with freelancers. So we will be starting to build that content before the print edition even hits the ground.
Yeah, that's an important thing. We indicated that in the opening, that to have a really excellent bit of media coverage, you have all kinds of ways to tap in to the consumer. And the web content has to be there. The social media content has to be there. I totally understand that. And I suspect that you're working on all of those things as we speak right now. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, coming back to you, with regard to digital, you have brick-and-mortar stores all over the Midwest. How important is it that your online presence is as strong and capable as your brick and mortar.
Yeah, for retail, I've always thought there's actually some overlap with how media companies now have to handle things, where it's not just that you can say, well, print isn't dead, so let's only focus on print. The idea is that, media at its best is an omni-channel presence, where there's, a physical presence meets a digital presence. And then there's also some services outside of that that can be, whether it's helping other publications with their layouts and things. And, Raygun operates in a similar way. When I first started selling t-shirts in 2005, I said, well, I'm going to move back to Des Moines and open a store. People even then said, oh, what are you going to open a store for? Brick and mortar is dead because everything's on the internet now. But, brick and mortar lends a credibility to the company that I don't think you can get with just an online presence. And so the brick and mortar gives like an authenticity to the website, and the website and digital sales are obviously really important to our company, but they really wouldn't be the same without the physical stores. And I think the same could be said for, Little Village as a publication, which is seeing something physically is going to lend some authenticity to the web presence and make, the web, anything that's on like the website is going to seem like a little more authoritative since it's connected to a physical presence. And as far as advertising, I think you see a trend now with brands that had been online only, Warby Parker, Amazon, are now getting more into the physical retail space. And part of the reason for that is that as, digital has become more popular, obviously the price has gone up. And a lot of companies are evaluating whether, SEO campaigns and digital marketing only campaigns are really delivering the kind of return on investment that they would have several years ago when everything was cheaper. The Wall Street Journal did an article about how some of these brands are opening brick and mortar stores because they found it's actually cheaper to open a brick and mortar store to find new companies than it is to advertise through SEO, that brick and mortar is going to give you this advantage that SEO can't, in that it's a longer lead time to set something up. And I think the same rules are going to start playing out over the next several years when it comes to publications as well, that the ones that, spend the time and money to have, a really well-designed print edition are going to see more of a return in customer loyalty and advertising loyalty than, online-only publications.
You just gave a marketing 101 speech there, Mike Draper.
like a master class, really, and in only 3 minutes.
but to your point, there's nothing like being able to see, feel, and touch what it is that you're about to buy. And when you talk about how expensive SEO work is and how it's really climbed in price, it's not surprising that some of the big guns out there are also taking a look at solid brick and mortar. Our guests are Mike Draper from Raygun and Genevieve Trainer. She is the publisher for Little Village Magazine, which is going to be making its debut in the Greater Des Moines Metro sometime in April. Genevieve, final question for you. You indicated, and Mike has as well, that you're in the sales world at this time. You have a friend of ours, as a matter of fact. That's how I learned about Little Village, Phil James, who is championing what it is that you're doing. He has been a regular on this program over the years. And I was also speaking with another contributor to the NewsHour, and that would be Laura Kennard at Drake University. And when I indicated to her just yesterday in a phone call that I was going to be speaking to the publisher of Little Village Magazine, she was ecstatic to learn that you are coming to the Greater Des Moines Metro, because she is a fan and follows all of the work in Iowa City. So there is truly an undercurrent going on that many people may not be aware of when it comes to the support of Little Village Magazine. How's it been going so far, Genevieve, as you've been doing the sales effort?
It's been very encouraging, very inspiring. A lot of wonderful companies and businesses that we've reached out to have been thrilled to get on board. And it's been sort of an initial effort. We have a primary push for our Founders Club, as we're calling it, for the folks who really want to get in on the ground floor and show their support of our efforts. And it'll expand from there as we look for more advertisers to sort of fill out the rest of the pages that we need. But it's been really incredibly encouraging how much word has already gotten around, how well people who are already in Des Moines know of our work in Iowa City and Eastern Iowa in general. And is a reminder for me how small Iowa really is and how tight-knit of a community we are. We're very different places, but the values translate quite easily. And I think that there's going to continue to be a rolling momentum of enthusiasm for our presence there that really is just exciting.
I would totally agree with you. Our guests have been Genevieve Trainer, publisher for Little Village Magazine, which will make its debut in the Greater Des Moines Metro in April, and also Mike Draper from Raygun. And Mike, I really do appreciate this, and I you and I have to have this conversation again because of that marketing master's minute that you just put together. I think you've got tons of information that you could share with entrepreneurs all over the country. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. It's like anything. It's trial and error. So we hope with, the Little Village Project as well as Raygun that it you put as much effort as you can into things, but there are, no guarantees in life, and I can't see the future. But I think it's, needed for the community. I think it'll go well, but we'll just put in the effort and hope for the best.
There you go. Mike Draper and Genevieve Trainer, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Genevieve.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Those, once again, are the voices of Mike Draper from Raygun and Genevieve Trainer, the publisher of Little Village Magazine, as they bust out of Iowa City to bring Little Village Des Moines to the greater Des Moines Metro. Well, that's a wrap. Oh, yes, and we will have links to Little Village up on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, and for Genevieve, and for Mike, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.